You take your Bible site. Look with me in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 16. 2 Samuel, chapter 16. And I want to look at a little situation here in the life of King David. Been reading through the life of David. I really feel like some of the richest preaching that can be done is from the life of David. And I tell you, just a lot of tremendous messages and preaching that I've heard, all of it a whole lot better than what you'll hear tonight. Amen, I'll say that. But I do want to look at a little situation here in David's life and give you something the Lord's put on my heart and pray that it'll be a blessing, be a help to you. Out of 2 Samuel chapter 16, and look with me in verse number 1. It says, "And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Ziba the servant of Mephibosheth met him with a couple of asses saddled, upon them 200 loaves of bread and 100 bunches of raisins and 100 of summer fruits and a bottle of wine. The king said unto Ziba, What meanest thou by these? And Ziba said, The asses be for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine that such be as faint in the wilderness may drink. And the king said, And where is thy master's son? Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he abideth at Jerusalem, for he said, Today shall the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. Then saith the king to Ziba, Behold, thine are all that pertained unto Mephibosheth. And Ziba said, I humbly beseech thee that I may find grace in thy sight, my lord, O king. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came, and he cast stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man." And I'm going to end off my reading there. And I'm interested in this man here that's come to David, man by the name of Shimei. And I want to preach to you for a few minutes tonight, give you a few thoughts out of this situation here regarding King David and a man by the name of Shimei. You know, most everybody, I think, probably has or will have at least one Shimei in their life at some point in your life. These people, the Shimeis that I'm talking about, they're people who are aggravators, people who seem kind of just to delight in making your life miserable. Now, here's King David, and certainly we know David, he's not always been right. And we know that really even what he's facing right now in his life is really the result of his sin. Absalom now is taking the throne. David's on the run from his own son. And boy, there's a lot going on in David's life. And no doubt David is, I'm sure he's struggling here. I mean, he's in a battle of his life right now. I mean, he's on the run and he's got his mighty men, but much of the nation's turned against him. And I mean, it's just his life really is just a mess. It's all really the result of his sin. It's from back when Nathan came to his house and said, you know, that the sword would not depart from your house from this point forward. And all this stuff has happened after all that Bathsheba and everything. But you will notice, though, at the same time, David has also gotten right with God. And he is trying to do right. He wants to do right. He wants to serve God. He wants to please God. And if you will notice that all that Shimei says, Shimei never brings up David's sin, if you'll notice that. Everything that Shimei indicts David with are things that really David didn't have anything to do with. This is somebody of the house of Saul who's mad at David because of what happened to Saul. We know it wasn't David's fault what happened to Saul. And he's calling David a bloody man, you know, because of what happened to Saul. Really lying about him, saying, making false claims about him that he's a son of Belial and all these things. And really none of that is true. David's gotten right with God, and he's trying to serve God, trying to do right. And even the things that he's bringing up and hurling these insults, David doesn't got anything to do with. I know David took the throne after Saul, but listen, that was Saul's fault, not David's fault. Saul was anointed of God, and Saul's the one that chose to go the way he went. And yet here we have one of the house of Saul who's mad at David because of what Saul did, you know, what Saul did to himself. And so really, at one of the lowest points in David's life right now, here comes Shimei. That seems to be the way it always works, doesn't it? I mean, you're in the biggest struggle, greatest battle of your life, and in walks a Shimei, right? Who's someone who's just going to make your life that much more miserable. Isn't that right? And so that's what a Shimei is. It's an aggravator. Someone who just seems just to enjoy just making your life miserable, you know? But all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And so these people, at the same time, they do provide us a lot of opportunity. They provide a lot of opportunity in the Christian life. First of all, they provide opportunity to grow in faith. Amen. Listen, without this type of person in your life, you'd never been pushed out of your comfort zone if you were never pushed into uncomfortable situations or with uncomfortable people, right? And that's what growing faith is all about. Our faith never grows when we're comfortable. Amen. Generally speaking, I mean, I believe I could back this up with the Bible. Generally speaking, your faith generally only grows when you're in an uncomfortable place. It rarely grows when you're on the mountaintop and the sun is shining and everything's great. It tends to grow when you're in a valley or you're in a tight spot and you don't know how you're going to make it. You don't know how you're going to get through this. You don't know how it's going to play out. You just pray and trust God. God comes through for you in the nick of time, or he puts things together the way you thought they couldn't get put together. That's the time your faith grows. When you step back and you say, I never thought it was going to work out like that. You know, whenever God works something out better than you could have worked it out yourself. You know, you've done everything you can to put everything together, and you just can't figure out why it all won't come together, this circumstance in your life or this situation in your life. And then finally, when it's all said and done, you think it's a big failure. But then when God brings it all together, you have to just say, well, the Lord did it better than I was even trying to do it. Right? And that's when our faith grows. Whenever we see God do things like that. And so people like this, they provide an opportunity for your faith to grow. But then they also provide opportunity for you to grow in patience as well. Amen. I think probably most of us need to grow in patience. And I need to grow in patience. I'm surprised my wife didn't shout just then. Amen. And I tell you, if you ever want you to have your patience tested, just build a house, okay? That'll really help you test your patience. And especially do it whenever you've got three small kids running around everywhere. That'll really help, amen. But I'm telling you, Shimei's, people like this in your life, they'll help grow your patience too, amen. They'll give you an opportunity to grow in your faith, opportunity to grow in your patience. And here in this passage, we find David's Shimei. And I want us to notice three things about the attack, the attack from this man tonight. And Shimei's will generally be the same in your life as well. You'll find these to be true. And I want you to notice the first thing. Look with me in verse number 5. And when King David came to Bahurim. When he came to Bahurim. So the first thing I want you to notice is the time of the attack. When he attacked. The attack, this Shimei shows up, and his attack occurred when David was fleeing from Absalom, a very, very dark time in his life. That's why he's in Bahurim, because he's on the run. He's kind of at like rock bottom in his life. It's no doubt how he feels right now. I mean, he at one time he was on the throne. He was the king and everybody loved him. And now he's been ran out of town by his own son, you know. And I mean, no doubt he's feeling lower than a snake's belly. And he's struggling with discouragement. And I mean, I'm sure he's struggling with just
just getting through this, you know? I mean, maybe not. Maybe David's a whole, no doubt he's a lot more spiritual man than me, but I know if I was him, that's what I'd be struggling with, right? I mean, I'd be really battling if it was me. And I'm sure David has got some battles going on in his heart because of all this. So in other words, the attack could not have come at a worse time for David. Right? I mean, he's already struggling, and now this guy shows up and only makes everything worse. Listen, it takes a special gift. Some people have a special gift, right, to show up and make everything worse in your life. And some people have just got that gift, don't they? I mean, they're really blessed with that. Where, I mean, when you're really going through a battle, it's like they're the one that calls, you know. Or you're really in a low spot, and they're the ones that show up. You know, it's Shimei. Here he comes. And so he's already struggling. Here comes Shimei. And every Shimei seems to be like that, too. Seems like they wait till we're down, then they attack. Then they jump in, you know, like fair weather friends. You know, they betray us at the worst possible time, when the weather is bad, right? Whenever things are good, they're there. When things are bad, they're gone. And Shimei shows up when things are bad. And so when it seems that we could use help, when it seems like we're in a time when we could use encouragement, well, they show up and do exactly the opposite. Just kind of push you further on down, you know. So the question is, what do we do in these times? When it feels like we're at rock bottom, you know, and we're just struggling to get through the day, struggling to get through this time, spiritual time in our life, what do we do? Well, if we're going to do what David did, then we're going to focus on God. We're going to turn our attention to the Lord, and we're going to trust Him, put our faith in Him, and wait on Him. Look in verse number 12. David said regarding Shimei and this whole situation, by the way, let me preface this by saying one of the mighty men have already offered to graciously go and take his head off for him, right? David, let me go take his head off. He's not going to talk about my king. So he so graciously has offered, let me just go take his head off, David. And David said, no, don't do that. He says in verse 12, it may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. In other words, David is saying basically that if I do right, listen, don't lash out. Don't take his head off. I know you can, and that would be really good. Probably in the flesh, it'd feel really good to see that happen, you know. There's a lot of things in our flesh that would feel good to say or feel good to see, right? But it's not always a spiritual thing to do, isn't that right? And I'm sure it would have felt really good to see his head lopped off. But David said, no, don't do that, because if I do right in this situation, then God will see it, and He might bless it, and God will take care of him and bless me if I do right. And by the way, that's always the case when a Shimei shows up. If you'll just do right, God will see it, and He will requite it, and He will bless you, and He'll take care of those that are after you. Amen? The best thing to do most of the time is let God fight our battles for us. Amen? And so the time of the attack, boy, it came when David was so low. But then I want you to notice number 2, back in verse number 5 again, notice the type of the attack. Not just the time, when it happened, but the type. How did he attack? In verse number 5, it says, and when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. Shimei here began his attack with words. Now, later on, his words do turn into actions. We read a few verses where he begins to throw stones, you know. So the words be turned into actions. But here, I want to emphasize the fact that it started with words. I want to emphasize the words, because that's how our enemies usually begin their attack. It starts with words, speaking like Shimei, vile words, or slanderous and mocking words. That's the kind of things that Shimei was saying about David here. Most of it was slander, not even true. And it was mocking, and it was vile. It said he was cursing, right? And so That's, you know, that's the way he comes. And that generally will be the way your Shimeis will come too. It'll come with words. And much of it will be slander. And much of it will be mocking, you know. It's amazing how when you just try to do it, how much mockery comes with just trying to do right, you know. And I'll say this, that you'll not live long in life before you're assaulted by words. You know, I mean, it's just going to happen, you know. And it's kind of sad to me that whenever I grew up, it was sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But now in 2023, words are violence, you know. And we've gotten so thin-skinned in this society, and everybody's looking for a reason to be offended, and everybody wears their feelings and their emotions on their sleeve, and everybody has a chip on their shoulder, right? And we're so thin-skinned. And I tell you, if we're not careful, that'll become us, you know. And the fact is, you're just not going to make it through this life without somebody saying something about you that is hurtful and untrue, and you know, someone assaults you with words. It's just going to happen. That's going to happen. Shimeis are going to come. And I'll say this. When you think about mocking words, vile words, someone assaulting with her, what's the best thing that you could possibly do when cruel mocking words come your way? Let me give you two of the best things you could ever do. First of all, consider the source. When stuff is being said about you or to you, when there's a Shimeis there and things are being said, just consider the source here. David had to take a step back, no doubt, and realize this is a man of the house of Saul. And he's upset because of what happened to Saul. And this isn't necessarily about me. I'm just the one that's on the throne now. I'm just the one with the anointing of God now. So I'm the one that the bullseye's on now because I'm just the man in the spot. But really, he's probably more upset about what happened to Saul than he is me. He's probably more upset about Saul, the throne being taken from Saul, than he is about the throne being given to me. Right? And he's, you know, that's got to be considered. Listen, they say hurt people hurt people. Right? This guy's hurt over Saul's situation. That's his family, and he loves Saul and all these things. And so he's lashing out at just the closest one, at just the next one in line, the next best target. He's lashing out. And I tell you, that if you do well to consider the source of you know, wherever these words are coming from. Consider maybe the background, but then also consider this. Whenever we're talking about considering the source, consider the fact that not everybody's opinion matters anyways. I mean, as far as David is concerned, I mean, who is Shimeis? He's not even mentioned anywhere else in the Bible. You know, I mean, what I'm saying is that not everybody's opinion's important anyways. One of the reasons that mighty man shouldn't have gone and taken his head off, because is he really even worth the time? He's just talking. They're just words. They're not going to... I know he starts throwing stones, but at this point, they're just words. He can't do anything. And at the end of the day, we just have to realize that some people, you know, their opinions just don't matter. You know, at the end of the day, there are just going to be people, both outside and inside the church, that they just have to say something about everything. And by the way, they just have to not like everything too. Like, it's a compulsion. Like, they're compelled to just not like. They don't even have a reason. You ask them, they'll tell you, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't know why. I just don't like it. You know, and they're compelled. And so they don't like it. They don't know why. And they got to tell you about it. And you just got to realize that some people's opinion, it just don't matter. We're moving on for the glory of God anyway. Some people, everybody ain't got to like it. Right? That's the way it'll be in your life. Listen, if you waiting till all lights are green for you ever head to town, you'll never go. And if you wait till everybody's opinion's lining up and everybody's on board and they're good with the way you're going, good with the way you're raising your family, good with the decisions you're making, all those things. Listen, if you're waiting for all that to line up and the stars to align, you'll never do anything for God. Jesus himself said, and I told the men at the jail here last night, I quoted this verse, Jesus himself said, "Woe unto you
when all men shall speak well of you.
If you don't do anything for God, every opinion is not going to be on board. And at the end of the day, some opinions, in fact, most opinions, they just don't matter. Consider the source. You know, some opinions are like somebody, you know, telling you how to raise your kids when they've lost their kids. Right? Or don't have any, you know. Oh, but they got real strong opinions how you're not doing it right and how they would do it if they were you, but they ain't even got any, or theirs are out in the world somewhere. Right? And that's just an example, but it's just the fact. Some people's opinion, that just don't matter. You don't like the way I'm doing it? That's fine. You did it your way, I'm going to do it mine. I'm going to do it the way I feel like God wants me to do it. Right? And so consider the source, but then number two, what's the best thing you could ever do when a Shimei shows up? Consider the source, and then be patient like David. Be patient like David. Not every battle's worth fighting. It's not worth pulling a sword out every time. Jesus said, they that take the sword shall perish of the sword. Right? And I know he's talking about that in a physical sense, but it works in the figurative sense too. Listen, if you're ready to go to battle with everybody and everything that doesn't look at that looks at you wrong, or you know, listen, you're gonna be fighting a lot of battles. And it's gonna be a lot of battles that aren't worth fighting too. Amen. Listen, that's why I get so tired of all these Facebook arguments. People arguing over stupid stuff out for the whole world to see, and usually it's preachers too. Amen. And it's so foolish. It's foolishness is what it is. It's foolishness. And so be patient. Let God fight your battles. Amen. The type of the attack. But then let me give you number three. We see the time of the attack, the type of the attack. But then last of all, notice the tenacity of the attack here. It says in the very last phrase of verse number 5 that he came forth and he cursed steel as he came. Cursed steel. That little phrase there, cursed steel, that means a continuous cursing. In other words, he didn't just do it just once and quit, but he kept it up. He came cursing all the way, cursing coming, cursing going. I mean, he just kept laying it on, and he was laying it on thick, right? That's what we say. I mean, he was really giving them a piece of his mind, and he was just laying it on nice and thick. You know, some people, Shimei's, that's the way they are. You know, they never let up. You think, man, can I ever just get a break from you, you know? Sometimes they're on the job, sometimes they're in your family, sometimes they're at church and they're in the ministry. But every now and then you get a Shimei and you just think, can I just ever get a break from you? And they just lay it on and pile it on. And that only makes the attack more difficult to bear because it just never let up. So the tenacity, there's a lot of tenacity in his attack. But what it does is it provides us, again, with an opportunity to grow in patience, to grow in patience, and to trust God for victory, just like David did here. See, Shimei's, they're going to have their day. Shimei's will have their day. He's having his day right here. He's, no doubt, Shimei comes, this has been boiling in him for a long time. I mean, he's hated David for a long time, and this has been born, and this is just his opportunity now. David's coming through the area. He's got an open door where he can finally step out and just finally have his day in the sun, I guess. Let David have it, you know, and just really let everybody know how he feels and just kind of take over the situation, take control, and just really feel like Mr. Macho here. I mean, no doubt the fact that he is cursing David and David doesn't do anything. Then he's throwing stones and David doesn't do anything. And he also doesn't let any of his mighty men do anything. No doubt he's feeling like he's running this situation. And that's most Shimei's. He's trying to bully them is what he is. It's a superiority complex. It's the least amount of authority that's ever gone to anyone's head. Because he really feels like, you know, he's somebody. And David, you're not going to do anything about it. And David doesn't do anything about it. But God did something about it. Exactly what David said in verse 12, if you read the rest of the story, where he said, if I do right, you know, God will see me and God will bless it. You know, and God see him, God take care of him. David handled it right, and that's exactly what happened. Exactly what he said in verse 12 is what happened if you read the rest of the story. God took care of David. Shimei had his day in the sun, you know. David handled it right. He was patient. He trusted God. He didn't lash out, lop off the guy's head. And every Shimei will have their day. But if you read the rest of the story, Shimei also came to a very, very shameful death. He was a public disgrace when his life was over. Now, at this point in his life, he's strutting around like a banty rooster tossing rocks at the king. He thinks he's somebody. But God knows who and what he really is. David knows who and what he himself really is. Everything he's saying is untrue. By the way, you don't have to always defend yourself against what's untrue. You realize that? Just because somebody's saying something or even thinking something about you that's not true, if you know who and what you are and God knows who and what you are and you know the truth and God knows the truth, God will vindicate you. God vindicates his people, and God did it right here. He took care of David. He vindicated David. And before his life was over, when his life came to his end, Shimei was a public disgrace when he died. You read the rest of the story, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So don't let these attacks defeat you. What you do is you commit them to God just like David did. And these trials, a Shimei is not there to defeat you anyways. God allows a Shimei or something like this. He allows it not to defeat us, but to strengthen us, to make us better, to make us more like Him. Amen? And so if you'll let God, if you'll handle it right, if you'll do it right, let God use it in your life, I tell you what you'll do. You'll grow in faith and you'll grow in patience. And you'll be a better Christian on the other side than what you were going in. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, for helping us with it. I pray that you'll take it and use it. And Lord, I pray for anybody here tonight, Lord, that's battling a Shimei. Lord, I pray that you would help them, Lord, handle it the way you'd have them handle it, just like David did here. And Lord, I pray that they'd have faith, and Lord, they'd trust you, look to you. And Lord, just commit it to you, Lord, that they might grow in faith and in patience, and Lord, they could see the strong hand of God, Lord, guiding them and helping them all the way. And Lord, I want to say we thank you for letting us be in church tonight. Lord, it's a blessing to be with your people. Thank you that we're saved by your grace and all you've let us do, Lord, in assembling ourselves together. Lord, bless now as we leave this place. Father, I pray already, Lord, for the services this coming Lord's Day, that you would prepare our hearts. And Lord, I pray that you would send in sinners. Lord, help us, Lord, to be doing all we can in these days, Lord, to get sinners to the house of God. They might hear the Word of God and be convicted and saved. And Lord, I pray that you just bless those services. Lord, touch us now as we go away from here. May we be what you want us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.